Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
You can now listen to us every Monday at 1:30, the first and the third Monday of the month. We have Tidbits and Tea with Beth and Marie. And the second and fourth week, the Mondays at 1:30, are call in and ask one question. If you have questions, comments, or any feedback for our show, if you're liking what we're talking about, if you have some topics that you want us to talk about, we are more than happy to accept any and all feedback. You can email Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Marie and I also do individual sessions as well as group sessions, whether it's in church, your home, daycare center, corporations. Again, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you want to do it individually, you can get a hold of Marie at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-900-4136. So, oh, and we also have our website, divinegoddessradio.com.
Yep.
So welcome, everybody.
Welcome. And like us on Facebook, too, please. We really want to grow that page. And if you have suggestions on what you'd like to see on our page, incorporate any of those. So welcome to a new moon day. Just so you guys know, today is new moon in Libra. And this new moon is all about healing, and healing in all relationships. And also, we're also supposed to be getting some big surprise this week. So keep your thoughts positive. Remember to write down your intentions tonight and also write out an abundance check. And if you want to know more, just go to the Facebook page. I put a picture of a sample check there, and you can print that out and use that every month for your new moon intentions.
And I'm a Libra, you guys, and it's been a pretty doggone good month. Only for a little bit of something that's finishing up, trying to say I'm done with it. Other than that, I can say I'm flying high and feeling good, so I hope the rest of the Libras out there are doing really well as well. So my birthday is this Wednesday. So happy birthday to all the Libras out there, you guys. Happy Bev and Gal.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Beth.
2 days away.
Are you going to tell people it's a milestone?
It's a milestone birthday, you guys. I'm going to be the big 5-0, the big 5-0. I feel the wisdom. I seriously do, and I know that sounds crazy, but the stuff, the energy that's been coming in, it's been really, really awesome. It's been really cool. So I hope everybody's having that experience. And then I had a fabulous day yesterday with friends, so I'm just like, God, it's great. Life is good.
It's been interesting energy-wise. I mean, for people who aren't Libra. Having to deal with Libra energy, you know, in relationships, a big time coming up, and trying to heal, trying to get past those, trying to decide if you want to move on. Any issues that might have been hidden have come to the surface. So,
I've decided I'm moving on, moving up and moving on.
Yeah.
Don't have time.
And it's coming out with all relationships. It's, you know, I had a family. My good old family relationship stuff came up yesterday, but after going for a walk, I had to let it out and say, why does this keep coming out? But again, you know, you always have to have that dialogue. It is what it is, but I woke up this morning feeling great, and whatever needed to be released was released yesterday. So that's the good news.
You know, I must say the energy today, and I think it started yesterday, feels very ominous. Like there's something, and I'm going, is this good? Is this not what's coming up?
It's supposed to be good. We're supposed to get a good, people are supposed to be surprised. We're supposed to get good surprises this week. So,
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
And also, hey, if you guys follow our Facebook page, I do a weekly horoscope by a pundit who's an Indian astrologer. Check him out because he is accurate, I'm telling you, every week. And I made a joke about the Pisces horoscope for this coming week, and wouldn't you know, it boom happened. So it's like, whoa. So follow that if you want, if you're interested in astrology. He's very good.
So I'm trying to think here, what else do we need to update people on so that what they might have been experiencing this week so that they know that it's not just crazy stuff going on in their heads where they're going, okay,
it's not. Just embrace the new moon today and be very positive in your manifestations. We're in a very strong manifestation period. So what you're putting out is manifesting very quickly. So just make sure you stay positive and don't put any negativity out there because you want all the positive stuff to come true, not the negative.
Hey, what's this nine nights of goddesses?
Oh, tomorrow starts the Navratri, which in the Indian culture is the nine versions of Durga.
Oh.
So it's a different version of Durga for every night, for nine nights. So you would pray or speak to that version of Durga every day.
Okay.
So Durga energy is very strong, as is Kali, because Kali is helping really kick our ass to move forward and to bring situations out in the open. And Durga is very strong, too, because she's giving us the strength to get through it. So this is always a very potent time. I always feel it because I'm Indian, but
I think
other people do, too.
Can you say what specifically those goddesses are? Especially
I can't.
Oh, okay. So never mind, folks. Never mind.
Unless I have my cheat sheet. Durga and Kali, and that's about both of the two.
All I know is Kali will kick your arse, people. She'll kick your arse. So if you're supposed to be moving past something, she is a force to be reckoned with. She will be right there with her face and say, deal with it. I've had her work with me before. It's like, oh, my God, chill out.
She's coming up in a lot of readings and a lot of healings. So she's out there, and I've been seeing Durga a lot. So anyway, if you're, looking for that goddess power, check it out. You can go to the Facebook page, check out the link, and you can read more about that.
Well, listen to this, folks. I'm just going to read the Libra. Your private pleasures, hidden actions, and developments behind the scenes. Your imagination increases, great for people in creative fields. But for those in more practical areas, you might feel less focused and more dreamy, missing parts of the picture, or just wanting to drift away and escape reality with less mundane activities. Wow, that's true. Romantic and sex life can become intense and emotionally fulfilling. Oh, my God. Oh, that is so hysterical. It's something I've been talking about with people this weekend. Okay, anyway.
Hope that helps, and let's get started with our reading. Grab our first caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Barbara, and I'm calling from Oregon.
Hello, Barbara. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I got a text from a former boyfriend, a recent boyfriend, and I'm wondering if you, that was just that last week, actually, and I was wondering, if do you see us coming back together, or do you see something else coming for me and, my love life?
Now, Barbara, decipher and discern what we have to say to you. We're just picking up the messages, so just remember, free will can step in.
Okay.
I'm hearing right away, I'm hearing no, that there's newness that's coming in for you, a new relationship. But it's going to be after Christmas.
As soon as you said your boyfriend texted you, the energy that came from him, really not positive energy. It was not positive energy. So I'm just going to throw these words out. Was he like a manipulator type of person?
Well, if he was, I completely fell for it.
What's that?
If he was.
You fell for it. Okay. What was his name?
Vincent.
Okay, there's a Troy coming into your life. Again, don't get caught up in the name, but I'm hearing and seeing Troy loud and clear, white. So there's a Troy that's coming into your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are saying it's time to, the one who texted you, it's time to clear him out. Clear the wind is what they're saying. So clear the wind so you can move forward.
Yeah.
And keep your energy very positive so that the new one can come in.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day.
You too. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Selena, and I'm calling from San Diego, California.
Selena from San Diego. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Pretty well. We're moving through these energies. No complaints on the Libra then. Do you have a question or a comment, Selena?
I have a question about finances, short term, long term. Like short term, I'm really in a bind. Like I don't know what I'm gonna do. But also like long term, you know, are things gonna change like drastically? I know a lot of it has to do with me, and I'm trying the best that I can for now, you know, and I'm gonna keep working at it. But like, is there any kind of positive news?
Okay, let's see. I'm hearing within 3 weeks you're going to see, and I'm hearing the word significant difference in income that's coming in. Are you currently working right now, Selena?
I just started a job on Friday, but the problem is I've got like a place, I need a place to live, and I've got another big expense coming up before then, and I don't have the money for it because the check won't come in time, so I don't really know what I'm going to do. So.
Okay, are you waiting for the money? Is your landlord saying you need to get the money, or are you trying to get the this spot? Because what I'm hearing is, talk to your landlord. The landlord will wait for you.
Yeah, I don't know where I would stay because she's got somebody else coming in, so I'll talk to her. But even then, I'm still going to be in a bit of a bind and everything because there's another expense. I don't know how I'm going to pay for it because I don't want to ask for any help for money. So I'm thinking, should I apply for a loan? And I'm hoping next year the money situation will be a lot better. But now it's horrible. I've never been in this bad of a situation before.
Well, your guys are saying don't be afraid to ask. Because if you don't ask, you won't be helped. You know, don't put all the burdens on yourself. Because when you're putting all the burdens on yourself, you're keeping yourself stuck.
So should I?
That doesn't mean, Selena. That doesn't mean if you borrow money that you cannot. It doesn't mean that you can't pay it back.
Right.
If that's the way it is. Because I'm hearing a money miracle, so you'll be amazed when you reach out and ask. Part of what you need to do, that's part of what you're going through right now. It's a lesson for you. It's to be able to ask, knowing there's nothing wrong with that. There's not a single one of us here who have not been in your shoes before.
Right.
And then down the road, even if it's a dollar at a time that you have to pay it back or $5 here and there, you'll get the money, you'll pay the money back. But I'm hearing that will be part of a money miracle that you receive. So be open to asking for some assistance. And I'm hearing ask for assistance.
And I'm hearing from a family member.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I there's a family member in particular who I kind of had in mind because they're more well off than everybody else, and they have said it before, but I guess it's kind of a pride thing, but also because of the way my family sees things, and I was like, I'm very independent, so asking for help, and I was like, but I don't know how good my finances will be in the next year. I really hope they're a lot better because I don't want to take a long time in paying it back. It's really important to me not to do that because I don't take advantage. So.
Oh, look at that. So you already know, Selena. You already know that you're not going to take advantage. Your family member is going to know that. They're going to be more than happy to help you out. So get out of the pride because that's a false sense of pride. It's a false sense of pride. You don't know that they are karmically not supposed to help you out. You don't know that.
Right.
So, and be okay with reaching out. It's called vulnerability. Being vulnerable, and that's okay. It's okay.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Because
thank you.
The longer you don't ask for help, then you're gonna just be. It'll just keep circling and circling and cycling and cycling. So, you know. Take the step and then move out of the way because you know you're going to pay it back. But it's okay to ask for help.
Okay. Well, that does make me feel better. I'm sorry. It just makes me feel better not feeling like it's because some people say, oh, you shouldn't give money. Like, they make it seem like it's such a bad thing when people get, like a handout. And I'm not asking for a handout. They just make it think like it's the most horrible thing. Like, you should have managed your money better. You should have done this. And that makes me feel horrible for asking, you know?
Well, but here's the thing. If this will only be between you and this particular family member, nobody else needs to know.
You don't have to sit here and tell your family members, going, guess what? I went to so-and-so,
yeah.
And I asked for money. It's nobody else's business.
That's right.
I hope that they can keep this a secret. I just don't know if they can. So.
Yeah, they will. They will. They will.
Ask for it to remain between the two of you and to keep it confidential. And I'm hearing they will honor that confidentiality.
Okay. Well, thank you so much to both of y'all. I appreciate that.
Selena, you're going to get through it. Your money situation is going to improve. Just stay on the positive. Stay on the positive and trust. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean something isn't working behind the scenes energetically. So just trust in that. It's all about trust with you right now.
Thank you,
Selena.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling. Bye-bye.
Boy, ladies and gents, we know what that's like. We know what that's like. So,
hey, we've all been.
Can
there.
I hear a amen?
Like, amen, because I've
amen.
Been there.
Amen, we've been there. We've done it.
And, yep, you know, as Beth said, we don't know what our karma is and what our contracts are. So, you know, how do we know that that person isn't supposed to help us in order to move their karma ahead?
And you guys, it's all about, it's not taking advantage of, it's being appreciative, it's being able to reach out, because you don't know when you're going to be able to help that person out, you know, another time. So it's like, get over the false sense of pride.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. It's not like you're asking for $1 million.
Exactly.
If you do, then that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
All right. We have our next caller. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. My name is Samantha, and I'm calling from Florida.
Rhonda?
Samantha.
Oh, Samantha, I'm sorry. Hi, Samantha. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. I really wanted to know what you ladies see coming in my love life. I'm not currently dating anyone, and I'm actually really going out more and introducing myself more, and I was wondering if you see a really good, sweet gentleman coming into my life.
Okay. I'm hearing there isn't going to be anything happening for about 2-3 months.
Yeah.
It could be the end of December, around January. And you're going to meet this individual, and it's going to be at a social function.
3 months as well.
And it feels, again, don't get caught up on the name. I'm hearing the name Dave. But don't go, oh, my God, there's a date. There's a date. Don't get caught up in that because that can be your ego. And I will be the first one to say I'm not always 100% accurate on the name. But you're definitely having somebody 2-3 months who do a social function that you're going to meet them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he's going to be very, you guys are going to have a very fun time together. He's a very fun person, and he's going to make you laugh a lot.
Yeah. Definitely worth the wait. Definitely worth the wait, Samantha.
Yes. Oh, thank you. That sounds good.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. If you'd like to call in, 347-327-9360.
And you guys, if you're wanting more detailed information, Marie and I are more than happy to set time aside for you. So if you want it individually or together, you can contact us, either Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth 651-900-4136, or you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and then we can give you more detailed information. This is just a one snapshot of 8 questions, so
right.
It can be short and brief.
And our rates are posted on our website, so you can go in and check that out. You know, we can do 15-minute, 30-minute night or 1-hour sessions. And then we also have one question email reading. So you can connect with us through our website on that.
So Tanka Shay, Tanka Shay.
All right. Next caller. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Leilani, Leilani calling from Omaha, and thank you for taking my call for Divine Goddesses. My question was, thank you. My question was, you said there's surprises coming in astrologically. I was like, what do you guys foresee surprise-wise coming for me? Or is that too general?
Well, let's see.
No, you're opened up, so I like this. So then we can see what's going to come in.
Yeah.
What was your name again, sweetie?
My name is Leilani, Ku'u Leilani.
Leila. What does she need? Well, the first thing that I'm hearing is job offer. There's going to be a change in a job.
I actually heard
financial. I heard money.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing it's going to be a big wave of money that's coming into you. This is a job you're going to be very...
I'm going to take a test on October 31st to reinstate my license. To do, go back to being a nurse's aide for a while because I just had a nurse. I mean, when you do it for a really long time from your heart, after a while, you kind of need to recharge yourself. I don't know. So I was going to get back into it and then do my little business and then pick up a trade and then learn how to do this carpentry work on the side, so I can maintain so I don't need so much assistance, but because I really don't like the end result of the way I have to do things. So I'm trying to get something that'll be stable so I can spend enough time with my kids and make enough money. I don't know. It's that juggling act, life.
Yeah. But your guys are saying you're in the flow. So you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Do you have a money grid in your house? A crystal grid? Okay, you guys are saying to put up a financial money / prosperity crystal in your house.
And you can find that on the internet. Go onto the internet Pinterest and see which one jumps out at you. I love Pinterest. Go into Pinterest.
Okay.
And look up money grids or prosperity grids.
Okay, that's cool. I never heard of that, but I was like, I'm just thinking amethyst and emeralds. I don't know why, but. I don't know.
You know what I'm also hearing with you, and I've never, ever in my life, as long as I've been reading people, have ever told anybody this, don't bat an eye at picking up a lottery ticket.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always do.
You don't have
really
to buy any ton of them. All it takes is $2 to buy one ticket to change your life. It feels like some numbers might come to you to be playful with. So to play around with that when you're really, really drawn to it. Now, am I saying you have to do this on a weekly basis? No. But pay attention because I'm hearing you are really guided. It's almost like I see your hands being held and leading you because you're in the flow, but you're not trusting it. You're not trusting it. You are so
right on, sisters. Right on. Thank you for spreading the light, and I appreciate all the divinity and all the divine knowledge you share with me because I truly feel my heart. I really want to help people, and I got big plans, and that really is going to happen, and why I'm here.
You have such beautiful energy, just so you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, the universe is going, let's get you out there. We need you to be exposed to everybody, because your energy is absolutely gorgeous. I love it. Well, thank you, because I'm reeling in it. So I'm like, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Right on.
You're welcome.
Night.
Thank you.
You're
good
welcome.
Luck to you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm not done talking yet. Sorry.
Okay. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, how you doing? My name is I'm calling from New Jersey. Can you hear me?
What was your name again?
Tabitha.
Tabitha? Hi, Tabitha. What's your question or comment?
I've been through a lot, and I know I'm going to find an apartment. But my question is, my family is so negative, and they talk so bad, and I say negative things back to them. I want to know why are they like this? They're just using me. Everybody's using me, and it's like if I say something, it's oh my God.
You know, Tabitha, let me tell you a little story here.
Boundaries.
It's all about boundaries, but it's learning how to disengage and saying, I'm not going to be a part of that. It's recognizing there's a tornado and saying, you can either jump in and be part of that tornado or you can walk away from it. But you have to have the courage to walk away from a tornado. But you have to realize that you're worthy and deserving of having positivity in your life. And when you recognize that, you'll be amazed at how everything changes. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. It's just that, you know, they don't talk to me. I'm here, you know. We'll walk by each other and not say nothing. It's like, I mean, I have to give in order just for them to speak to me. It's just, I'm about to lose my mind, and I just got to know that, you know, everything's going to turn out okay. But, I mean, I really love my family, but I know they love me, but I'm just feeling like really they don't.
Well, because I pick up there's a lot of victim mentality in your family, and it's all about why me, why me, why me. Let me see what I can take, and it's just from you, it's from everybody. So the fact that you are still willing to give, that's what there is. It's called, have you heard of the term vampire, psychic vampires?
Yes.
Okay, so they're psychic vampires. They recognize your good energy and they want to suck it away from you. So that's where you have to put up the boundaries and you have to put the protective bubble around you and say, you know what, how many times is it going to take for me to constantly, I'm the one who's always chasing them, but I'm giving so much of myself. So you have to sit down and evaluate and say, I know they're my family and I love them. However, they're not providing me. I'm getting nothing good from it. They're sucking all of my good energy and there's nothing for my higher purpose here. Now, here's the thing. If you don't step back and take a break from them, they're not going to realize that you're serious, and it continues to give them permission to do and be the way they are. When you step back and you're not going to family functions, and it takes a really strong person to be able to do this. Been down that road already. Many people are going down that road. Does not mean you don't love them, but you have to love yourself enough to say, you know what, done with the drama. I'm done with the chaos. I'm done with the negativity. I'm done with the not feeling supported. You can love them, but again, you need to love yourself enough to say, I'm done with that. Then it might be down the road when they're going, hey, what's going on, Tabitha? How come you're not doing this? How come you're not doing that? Then you can step back and say, you know what? This is what I have found out. I'm not flourishing in this. I'm not feeling supported. And all you guys do is you take from me. There's not a balance in the giving and receiving. So I've reevaluated, blah, blah, blah. I mean, down the road, if you do really make a difference in their life, they're going to come to you and say, how come you're not coming around anymore? And those who aren't going to call you are the ones who are not supposed to be in your life. Mm-hmm. And that can be the hardest, God bless the thing you do. But our biological families are not our only families. Our tribal families are friends and other individuals that we allow to come into our life as an extended part of our family.
Okay.
But you have to be willing to do it. That doesn't mean you yell at them. That doesn't mean you scream at them. That doesn't mean that you put them down. It's just like all of a sudden you just start disappearing and you're not showing up to family functions. And, I mean, Prime Annie Moses, when I started doing it was over 6 months before anybody noticed that I wasn't coming around. Seriously, it's now 2 years later and I have people going, Beth, I want to reconnect with you. So now that opens up the door to a different positive connection, saying it took a death in the family for somebody to go, I'm loving the fact that we're reconnecting, because now that we're going to hook up at a completely different energetic level, and then it's going to be to where we can support each other, not going back to the old ways. I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not the only one, you're not the only one, we're all being challenged on this.
I just was challenged this weekend again, and
yeah,
it's like, God, how many times do I have to go through this before I realize, okay, enough's enough? You know, you try to give the chance and you try to step back from it, but it's just being around it. It's too much. It's not worth it for me and my spiritual path to put myself into that again.
And the reason it happens is just the universe going, do you want to change your ways? That's the only reason it's happening. So you have to be the one to look at it and be the leader saying, I'm done with this. I'm done with the old ways.
And then you get to take time to start healing yourself and look at who it is that you really are, that you have forgotten who you are. Because you haven't had the opportunity. You've had all this muck and yuck in your life, probably for the majority from when you can remember way back when. But you're now just noticing, God, I don't want this anymore. I'm not flourishing in it. I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about myself and with others that I'm around. So something needs to change. That's all it is. It's an experience. So are you going to grow from it now or remain in it? If you remain in it, you're stuck still in stagnant. And that's not, that's where free will comes in and you can do it.
Well,
so
thank
those
you
are
so
the
much.
Words and wisdom. And you can get through this, Tabitha. You will get through it. You will get through it.
You know, I'm doing negative things. I'm drinking more. I'm just, oh, my God. I'm positive and negative, and it's just like I just got to be patient, know that I'm going to be out of here soon and just hold on. And I don't want to be negative, but I feed right into it, and I know I shouldn't. And,
but
yeah,
you know what you need to do?
Tabitha,
there's things that you could do differently. So look at what you need to do to raise your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I was going to say, too, you know, when you tend to start following along with the negative aspects and you're already recognizing that that's not right, that's when you have to pull back and say, why do I have to bring myself down to their level in order to interact with them?
Well, thank you, ladies, so much. It that helped. It really did. It did.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Tabitha, you will get through it.
You will get through it.
You will.
It's hard. It's an adjustment, but you'll get through it.
But don't use them as an excuse to drink, though. Knock that off because it just keeps you in that lower energy.
And I always say, why do I have to drink with you to have a good time? Can you not have a good time without drinking? That's the part that I don't get, that why can't somebody be around? Why can't I be around you if I'm not drinking? I don't get that.
Amen. Amen.
They should be able to welcome you whether you want to drink or not.
Yes. If my family members happen to be listening, which I know they're not. Did you hear what Marie just said?
And I know none of my family is listening, so that was for you.
And you know what, Tabitha? Keep your humor. Keep your humor. Seriously, you have to keep your humor. You have to laugh at it and know that you are loved. But this is, you know what, this perfect opportunity is self-love. Work on self-love.
Exactly.
When you love yourself, it's not going to be as big of a deal, right?
Right. All right. Next person. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, Stacy from Delaware.
Stacy?
I just had a question. There's this guy, his name is Mel, and I was wondering if and when I'll, you know, see him again, and if there'll be any, like, romance.
I'm hearing no.
Yeah, he used to go to the place that I used to go to, and, you know, the place moved, and he no longer goes there. So he's saying he's never going to be back there?
Stacey, your connection is, are you driving?
No, somebody was just driving. But you're saying, what were you saying?
Okay, it's hard to hear because it sounded like something was breaking up. So.
Your voice is going in and out,
yeah.
So I don't know if you're moving your phone around, but
so you're saying he's not going to keep going back to the station.
No. What we're picking up is no. He's not. You won't be continuing a relationship with him.
I won't be what?
You won't be. There will be no relationship with him.
No. Because I guess one of his friends likes me, so I guess that's why.
Oh.
But you said he'll be coming back. When do you see him coming back to the place? Because he hasn't been around.
Okay, so Mel is not coming around? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he used to go, to this place, you know, and they moved it, and he hasn't been back in about a month. But I'm saying, is he ever going to come back anyway, and we'll be friends?
I'm hearing Mel has just moved on, and there won't even be a friend relationship. He's just moved on.
Yeah, because I guess he just, I don't know, I guess him and his other friends, I guess they had a fallout. So I guess that's what happened. You know, he hasn't been around in a month, but I'm thinking he probably just won't go back there, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But the place they moved it, is it going to stay there, or are they going to move it back? Because I don't know, you know, if that's going to work out, because it just seems like nobody's not going there. I mean, some other people, but not.
Okay, so now you're asking about the establishment. I'm hearing it's going to close down.
Yeah, that's what I think, because a lot of people are just upset, and Mel was, and Mel is upset, so he hasn't showed up there. And it's terrible, but still, I mean, he has other friends there, and I don't know why he hasn't been around. Is he upset at his friends, or did he move away? I mean,
I'm hearing there's financial issues, and he's just moved on.
Yeah, because, you know, he was nice, and, you know, I met other people there, but it's not the same. You know what I mean? You know when you like somebody and you want to get to know them, and it was just, so this place is going to close down. But it's, yeah.
Yeah, your guys are saying he's not the person for you, and so he's moved on, and don't even put any more energy into it.
Yeah, but so it may not go back to the original place, so it's going to go else, you know. They should have, you know, it was crazy. It's a long story. It's just that they, so at least I know that, you know, it wasn't, because it's other people as well. It's like you drive people out of there. You know what I mean? You make a stupid business move and you lose friends that way. You know what I mean? And
well, but that's his path to take. So I would, if that's his path, put much more energy into it.
Oh, okay. I really appreciate you. Nice call, so I got closure. Because there's another, there's a friend of his actually that likes me, but, you know, when I was like, is it bad to move on that way? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, just keep your options open and, you know, I wouldn't put any energy into this other guy. Just keep moving forward.
You mean to the first guy I asked you? Because the second guy seems interested in me too, but you know.
I'm hearing your guys are saying don't be so invested into, you know, one guy and one guy and one guy. Just have fun right now. You're putting too much of your energy into it.
I know. You know what I mean? Because I'm like coulda, woulda. But I was sticking with the other guy. So I handed him my number. Was I stupid? Who knew that I would never run into him again?
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Beth's got to run and take a break for a minute.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks for calling. Sorry, that was really hard to hear. We couldn't hear the connection was not the greatest. All right. So let me grab another caller. Beth will be right back. Hi there. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. This is Nina calling from Georgia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling to see, do you see any improvement in my finances?
Okay.
Finances.
Okay, I'm hearing the word steady increase.
Okay.
And I'm also hearing that it'll come to a point where you're going to have a nice savings account.
Yes.
So that you'll always have money for a rainy day.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. It'll be a couple months before you start seeing, you know, like having extra. But
okay.
It's only moving towards the positive right now.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm looking for work, so that's why, like, if anything gonna come through, if it's a job or inheritance or something, you know.
Yeah. I'm hearing, yeah, because, well, I'm also hearing new career within a couple of months, too, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you applying for any government-type position?
I was. I do sometimes. All of them be government.
Okay, because I'm almost hearing, like, this job that's going to be coming up is something to do with the county. Like a county job?
Ooh. Now,
so
I take that back. I did apply for a government job, actually, but it's for a city or a town like right next to my town that I live in. Now,
okay.
I did apply for that.
Okay. What they're saying is go look on the county website and then look for jobs there.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Check that out. Yeah.
Good, then. I need somebody because
yeah,
I know Christmas coming up. So
exactly, you'll be. They're saying that for Christmas you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, because it seems like this year has been a really rough of losing my two jobs that I had, you know, back to back, and it's like, I had money saved, and now I got to, you know, start the. You know, my savings have depleted, so that's why I was like, I don't want to go through this again. I want to be at a stable place.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, worry for a very long time.
Right, No, they're saying you'll be fine. Nothing,
okay.
you will not have to scrape the bottom is what they're saying. So you'll be fine. Yeah, and your energy
good.
Is really good, so keep up the positive work, because I can tell you really work at staying positive. So keeping that positive vibe is very important. So keep that up.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, then. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. All righty, grab our next one. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kelly, and I'm calling from Georgia. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really good. It's a very good day. And I'm having trouble in figuring out which questions. Yeah, one is about finances. Might let you pick and see which one gives you, you know, what you're inspired to answer, or about just the guidance, guidance in general.
Seeing what comes through
general
for you.
You'd like to. Thank you.
It's Carrie, right?
Kelly.
Kelly. Okay. Okay. Can. Okay. Are you thinking of, there's a lot of change around you. Yeah, okay. So are you, like I'm hearing, change in career, change in direction, change, you're going like wanting to go in a completely different, opposite direction.
Yeah, a lot of information is coming in. So, yeah, it's completely changed directions for me. Because of the information that I'm receiving. So, yeah, it's been kind of like, oh, this is interesting. You know, let me add this one in, kind of trying to set something up. So I'm real excited. That's why it was between the guidance and the finances, because I think they're tied together, you know.
A lot of things are being presented to you very symbolically, and they're saying really take time to look at the signs because your answers are being presented in the signs.
Okay.
You're in the flow right now, and there's a lot of magenta around you, so there's a lot of love. So know that you're right on the right path. Trust it. Trust it. Don't let it shake you.
Okay. Yeah, the temptation is to get impatient.
Oh, yeah.
And I am
good
trying
here.
To let it come
Still
in
there.
Naturally, but it's like, oh, what is this all about? Okay.
If anything, here's some guidance other than what we've already said. Bring more joy into your life. There's lots of love, but bring more joy. And there's two; those are two different things, two different energies.
Okay.
So remember to stay in the flow of the joy of what it is that you do and everything that you're experiencing.
And be very specific on your intentions today for the new moon. Be very specific.
Oh, it's hard to be specific when you're confused. Maybe that's why I'm calling. Okay.
Yeah, but your guides are saying be specific because you're manifesting rather quickly, and you will manifest quickly. So that's why they're saying really be specific. Look into your heart because you know what you want to do and where you want to go. Let the ego drop and just trust. Once you start writing, it'll start coming out.
Okay.
You're on the right path. Stay with what it is that you're originally, what you originally have been following, but keep an open mind because there's going to be even more to what it is that you're originally at, if that makes sense to you.
Well, it makes complete sense because they keep on adding more and more to it, and that's what's changing it.
Yep.
It's almost
but that's
like
what they're saying, keep an open mind.
Is coming in. Okay.
Yep. Keep an open mind on that, but you're on the right path and just trust that. And when you're uncomfortable and you're going, oh, my God, this was a ride, a freaking ride, that's when you know you're in the right direction because it's like, oh, my God, this is not what I thought because it's going to be even better than what you thought.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so that's where they're saying make sure you bring that joy in so you stay in that state of joy as you're experiencing all this. Because, man, you got the love. The universe is there backing you up with the high, you know, that magenta, which is a high frequency. So keep that coming in, stay in that state of love, because you're coming from the love, coming from your heart space, not your ego space, but bring in the joy so you're experiencing the joy as you're doing it.
Okay.
And my God, you're going to see that stuff coming into you within the next 3 weeks. That's how close you are.
That's so awesome to hear.
Out of your head into your heart. Out of your head and
okay.
into your heart. That should be your mantra, out of my head, into my heart. Out of my head, into my heart. That should be for everybody.
And remember, you are a powerful manifester, so make sure you manifest exactly what you want.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting. Thank you all so much.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Good luck to you. Call in when you let us know what's going on.
Okay. Much love to you all. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. I just heard that right. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm from Connecticut. My name is Ebony.
Ebony, I love it. What's your question or comment?
I want to know if I want to get back on track with my mortgage and my condo fees because I had a really long year and I was back on track for a short amount of time because I had to, like, pay this arrearage, and I am so afraid now because that wiped out, like, most of my savings. So do you see my finances improving? Because I cannot afford to fall back, like, behind like I was before.
Ebony, stop saying I can't afford. That puts fear out into the universe. But, yes, you're going to be back on track. I'm hearing within 2 months you're going to see a difference, a significant difference.
Oh, my goodness.
But,
okay.
But stop with that wording, because if you're saying that out loud, that's your internal thought, saying, okay, I did what I had to do to get back on the track, and you're not saying within the next 2 months, saying from here on in, my reserves are being refilled. You're trusting it.
Were you able to refinance or do the HEART program?
I did. What I did was a remodification. It was so good because what I had saved and prepared to give them, I didn't even have to use that because they remodified it. They just rolled it back into the loan. But then
right.
they slapped me with all these fees, with my condo fees, and I had to come up with almost $8,000, like $7,800 and some change. So that was like what I saved, and I just gave that to them in July. So August was the first month I was like caught up on both of them. And, like, I'm falling behind again. This is, it's so frustrating.
Yeah, is that your association dues that were back?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a feeling that there was, like, half of that, $4,000 went to the association, and like three and some change went to the attorney. Like I was questioning whether or not that was accurate or not, because that's a lot of money to pay them.
It is. What happens with associations is when you get behind on your dues, they actually can file a foreclosure legally. So that's mm-hmm. where the attorney comes in. So that's why they have an expensive attorney. But yeah, that's why they have to, because it's written in your, it should be in your association doc as to what happens, you know, when you get behind. But yeah, legally, that's what they do.
Yeah, but I didn't realize their fees was that much. That was almost half. I thought maybe it was wrong. I'm like, this is not great, you know?
You know, talk to your association and ask them, because they are obligated to provide each homeowner with the budget. And also, you know, mm-hmm. when you do your, they do an annual budget, and they'll show you what the reserves are, et cetera, et cetera. But you can ask mm-hmm. them, say, I would like to see a copy of the attorney's fees, because I want to know why they were so high.
Okay.
And that's the realtor part of me coming out. So.
Oh, good. I'm so happy you have that knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to email them tomorrow. I thought for certain I asked them to send me a breakdown, but I never got it. And then, you know, I was just like, whatever. But I'm a type of person, unfortunately, those type of things, I'm never real. I have friends that will fight that stuff to the end, but I never really fight it. I just take it for what it is. And what if there is a mistake, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that they would just let me know. They wouldn't contact me if there was a mistake.
Right. So I would, you know, let them know, say, I need to know what the breakdown is from the attorney and why his fees were $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But you do see me getting, like, money or my finances improving.
Yeah, I'm hearing that you're going to be back on track, so not even to worry about it.
2 months.
Oh,
2 months,
good.
You're back on track.
Yeah.
So look at it, the beginning of the year, you're back on track, 2016.
Yeah.
Yes, that's something to look forward to.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm also hearing with you, it's all about trust. You need to get out of your head, no matter what your physical experience was with this. Just trust that mm-hmm. everything is going to be back on track.
Yeah. You know, I got to start doing some type of exercises to kind of get stronger in that area, because it is so hard when you've got what you feel like is this reality in front of you. But I know that, you know, I know that miracles happen every day. So
I
have to stop, you know,
exactly.
So I got to stop, like, looking at the negative, I guess.
Yes. Keep it positive so that you only put positive stuff out.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so
All
much.
All right. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, we got time for one more.
Hello.
Hello there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. My name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Sonia.
Sonia, how you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do, actually. I do have a question. I'm pretty excited, actually. As I speak to you, I'm selling a property. It's an investment property, a rental property I've had for a number of years. And the thing is that I've had a lot of showings. I've had one offer, and the offer was presented to me about a little over a month ago. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and I counteroffered. This is the second time. And I actually told my realtor, you know, why didn't you present this to them and say, you know, this is what I want. And that was presented yesterday, like around noon. And their realtor said, we'll get back to you tonight, you know, by this evening. And then I get my realtor contacted me this morning and said, you know what, they'll let us know by Wednesday. So, and I'm pretty excited, you know, I just have a feeling that probably, I don't know what they're working on in their end, But, you know, like I said, I'm pretty excited about the whole situation here. I just have a feeling that they're probably going to come back with something that's, you know, close to what I want. Because I could tell that they really want this property, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay, what's your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what you were picking up about the
okay.
offer. I'm not sure why they want me to wait till Wednesday. Either, you know, either they're probably trying to see if they can come up with the rest of the money. They have something else they're working on. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm hearing it has to do with their financing, that they have to go through the numbers again with the loan officer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, so, entanglement. She's picking up something, but not very clear. I don't know, you probably know this, I don't know if your realtor explained this to you, but on October 3rd, the whole mortgage industry changed. There's all new regulations that went into place, so it's going to be a little bit longer process now for the mortgages. So that's probably why they needed had the loan officer check, because they're asking now for more documentation. There's you know, the timelines are very strict now, so it's going to be a little bit different process. So my guess is that the loan officer is going, yeah, we need to redo the whole thing. So that's probably why they're asking for the 2 days. And
because they haven't said they're not interested. And I was hoping, I said, oh, well, they're going to probably get back and they're definitely not interested or not. To my surprise, they have us on hold right now. I'm like, that makes me wonder. That number one, they still want it. Probably they're just, like you said, revising their finances.
They still want it. I'm also picking up though that I don't know if they're completely qualified up to the price that you're offering. So that's
they were, because initially they had like a pre-qualification, and they presented that to my realtor the very first time when they made the offer. But you see, it's not until now that I countered, right? And I went down to what I was originally asking. I went down a bit more than that. So they're saying, hey, you know, she's willing to work with us.
Yeah.
So,
I'm hearing about the numbers. Mm-hmm. They're juggling the numbers right now. So, and free will could step in, free will can step in on your part, but I'm also hearing that this is the best offer that you're going to get. So go with it.
It's what?
This is the best offer you're going to get from them.
No, I know that's why I said, you know, I had a good feeling about it and I'm willing to work with them, because I'm at a stage in my life where I'm ready to, I mean, I've had the property, you know, it was good while I had it, but I'm ready to move on to different things, you know, things with my job, other things with the side, and I can't really be focusing on the rental, you know what I mean? And these people are investors, because they also have a property next door to mine and another one not too far from them. So, of course, it's convenient for them. They want a whole building. It's easier to manage for them. See what I'm saying?
Right, right. So, all right, well, we're going to get
come back
here in a second.
Okay.
Good luck. Let us know how it turned out.
All right, well, that's good that you have a good feeling about it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in. We appreciate
it. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.